Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho. I'm fine. How are you? Welcome, everybody. And who I am is Will Bluewater. And we're here tonight with my co-host, Mark Borcherding, and our special guest, Mary Lightweaver. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a mother and a grandmother, a sun dancer and a gardener, a guardian. And she's an ordained minister and sometimes a clown. And we're looking forward to speaking with her. Mac Boogaloo met her through the Star Knowledge gatherings. And anyway, I probably screwed that up. So anyway, how are you tonight, Mary?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Will?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Getting ready to eat a little chili here a little bit later on in the evening.
Ooh, and good.
Yeah, when my wife likes to mix, she doesn't like any brand of chili, so she mixes a couple together and comes out with something good. And
But Mark, first, I'd like to do your reading, and it really sets the tone, because most of our guests really feel like they get a lot of insight into what makes them tick and why they're doing what they're doing. So take it away,
Sounds
Mark.
Sounds like fun.
okay, so in the traditional Mayan day count, you were born on the Dzogchen day called 11 Eb, and it's the 11th day, the 11th, of the Eek cycle, and that's Blue Water's birth cliff, the Eek. A lot of our guests usually have the 11 kind of signifies things about many tests and things you have to go through, but also a certain kind of both psychic and mental level of thinking, kind of both of them. And thus, with that, the ability to transmute knowledge or move knowledge from one realm to another.
That's interesting.
And the Eb, the glyph part of the 11 Eb, is also sometimes a glyph that relates to kind of the path or the journey, or sometimes it also relates to a healing aspect. Some people, even under this glyph, have a strong disposition to certain forms of healing, often herbal and natural plant-based type healings, but it could be other types of healing as well. This particular day also is kind of pretty interesting because it in the sixth sun, Dzogchen, which we're going to do your reading in just a second, this 11 Eb shows up there too in that Dzogchen, but it Blue Otter has a direct connection on his birth with this particular glyph, but in the sixth sun versus a current Mayan calendar. Another really interesting thing that I know of that happened on this particular 11 Eb that was pretty substantial was 11 Eb was the day that the three children at Fatima were given a confirmation by the Virgin Mary, or she actually called herself Our Lady of the Rosary. On the previous apparitions, these three little children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia, you know, about 7, 8, and 10 years old or so, people were pretty much laughing at them. At that point in Portugal, you know, there was a lot of attacks by the so-called free thinkers and stuff against the church. So when these children started talking about Virgin Mary and stuff and seeing her, their parents weren't real happy about it, especially Lucia's. And the priest and all the religious weren't happy because they were already getting pounded by the government, right? And
yeah.
So they weren't actually very popular. And
no, they aren't.
So they were practically begging, you know, like Our Lady Rosie said, you know, people don't believe us, you know, although all kinds of stuff happened, but so they said, we need something. And it was probably one of the most interesting apparitions that ever occurred, because she gave it to them. Big time. Rolled around to this same day that you're born on. You're born on an exact cycle time that connects back to that. And on October 13th, 1917, they got what they wanted. And it was major. They had somewhere between 70,000 and 150,000 people there in Portugal, in Fatima, Portugal. That was more than 10% of the population of the entire country.
Wow.
And what they saw the sun. They could look at it without it burning or hurting their eyes. Most of them were amazed by that, but that wasn't the only thing. The sun started spinning, throwing off different colors. You could still see it, look at it, and it was spinning rapidly around itself, is the way they described it. And it would stop and start spinning, and did that about three times. After the third time, it zigzagged in the sky. All this time it was spinning, it was literally, they said, dancing in the sky. I mean, just moving around in the sky. They call it the day the sun danced. And after it did these three times where it was spinning around, throwing off colors and stuff, it literally zigzagged through the sky and looked like it was going to come and crash into the Earth. Probably we would say it was like a massive CME or a supernova. I mean, there were people on the ground, even some of the people who were anti-religious on the ground begging, you know, God for forgiveness. I mean, they were saying, this is it. We're all going to die. I mean, and this was there were even people 20, 30, 50, maybe even more miles away that saw it. So it wasn't just people in the local area. Other people saw it too. So it was, I'm surprised more people don't know about it and aware of it, because this is well documented. And it's probably one of the most amazing things that's happened in our history, our recent history. So, and it's connected right to your birth. So
that's
let's look now. Let's look at, we're going to look at the sixth sun zodiac here. And it has three components to it. It has a forward flow of time, a backward flow of time, and where the two time flows come together and unify. And the forward flow of time is the way we normally perceive time, you know, going one day to the next day, just progressing day by day forwards, right?
Right.
The backward flow of time is the time flow moving the other way that counterbalances it. And even one of the Hopi elders said that some point in the future, I don't know if they said if it was right before or right after we changed world cycles, they had a prophecy that it would be discovered or determined or something would happen and it would relate to the backward flow of time, that we would gain an understanding of it, that we only knew forward. So that's part of one of the Mesas, that's part of their prophecy. So on the backward flow, what it means is the time flow that's coming backwards in time from the next world cycle back into our world cycle. And normally on that part of the birth reading, say that it's been showing up more recently in your life, maybe. You know, you usually give a time frame around 1997-98. And there's a reason for that, and the reason is that's when the Earth actually moved through the galactic center, and it's also when the Earth started changing and started changing its the relationship between the poles and the equator started changing at the
time. Right.
And that's
it's
the equatorial bulge and whether the circumference at the poles or the equator is lengthening or widening, getting more of a bulge, less of a sphere. And it's also Edgar Cayce pointed out that particular time frame as well. So we'll go through your reading on the forward flow, the normal thing. Yours is about, you know, so this is more from your birth going forward, right?
Yeah,
okay. It's all about mystical stuff. I wouldn't doubt when you were a child that you were spending half your time on the other side. You probably had a lot of invisible friends, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Or what other people called invisible friends. And some of them ancestors. You may have had different types of ancestors, not all of them necessarily from Earth. And they may have been teaching you things about the nature, in some way or another, teaching you about the nature of reality, how reality and how things are manifested in the appearance of what we call reality. That would probably be, seems to be maybe a predominant thing maybe that they were working with you on, as well as how your own internal desires interact with that formation of reality. The partnering energy is a Kuok storm glyph thing. That particular glyph shows up an awful lot with the births of the white buffaloes. White buffalo cows, about almost 50% or more of the time, are born on that particular glyph. So you might have some kind of interesting connection, and a lot of our guests do. You know, again, probably 20-25% white buffalo stuff shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things have another higher level connection in two simple words, truth and balance, are probably a predominant theme going in your life forwards.
Oh, yeah.
So
without a doubt.
We'll swing to the backward flow now. So this is stuff,
okay,
like I said, maybe showing up more recently in your life. It has a has a lot on focusing things and your awareness, targeting and focusing, zeroing on awareness and intention, with some kind of aspects maybe of helping things to flourish, multiply, the prosperity of things, growing, and just doing well. It has a kind of a warrior energy here to it, though. it brings about not having fear, using reason and justice. So when I say warrior, it's not a warrior necessarily going out fighting and, you know, guns and bows and arrows and stuff, but fighting for the cause.
Exactly.
Getting rights, getting the wrongs to be righted. And it has a, in the native thing of the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, this connects with the condor energy. So it's the heart and the native family traditional values and stuff like that. That's a basis for this justice, is that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
And it's a it has, it looks to me like it also has a strong component with the particular star system of the Pleiades. So you may have above normal average interest in the Pleiades, or may have some ancestors there. They may have been some
the
of the ones visiting
sisters.
You when you were growing up. Huh?
Mm-hmm. The seven
and so,
sisters, yes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So all the stories about, you know, the Pleiades and seven sisters and all that in the native tradition and other cultures too, those might be something that's, you know, gravitated and interests you quite a bit. And in the Mayan, some of the Mayan elders are very specific, and they say people from the Pleiades were there. And some of them, they literally say they were here on Earth living with them. They were marrying each other. You know? So,
I've
and they
heard
say that,
that mentioned.
They say that some of the things that we see, not just in Central America, South America, North America, but actually over in India, they will say some of the things that you see, like the energy systems, like chakras and stuff, they say that was the teaching from the Pleiades, that they went to multiple places on Earth, not just to Mexico or Guatemala or whatever, but they were over in India. And a lot, some of the Mayan elders can see the basic elements of the teachings in their culture and in India and other places. They can spot it pretty quickly. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's usually all about harmonics and healing and frequencies and color therapy type stuff would be a type of thing that, you know, might, those type of things would be kind of, from my understanding, a kind of a Pleiadian influence. Although you could say any advanced culture would be doing that, you know. So, but now where these two time flows come together, forward and backward, you have a jaguar energy. And jaguar in Mesoamerican, Central American, and South American, and that is one of the highest totem animals, spirit guides, is jaguar. And it's gets into, again, things what I was talking about earlier, about the whole thing about mystical life and all that. It seems, though, to really be bringing in an aspect of oneness, connecting everything together. So on your path moving from one world to the next world cycle, that's the key, probably the key thing, is it's a healing with the desire to move into oneness of how everything is connected, the web of life, how all everything is just absolutely connected. But the awareness of that and knowing it appears to be where you're headed and also where you want to be teaching and taking other people with you. And so that seems to be and it seems to be focused an awful lot on a planetary level.
Yeah, that is, that's you're ringing a lot of truth bells here.
So
there's a lot of things that you have said from the very beginning really ring true, especially the connectedness of all things. And it's interesting that you started with pointing out the connection with 11 and 11, because that 11-11 is really big in my life. I work
well,
with...
Do you, on the 11-11, quick interruption?
Yeah.
11-11, if you add it, you get 22, right?
That's right.
22 in the Mayan Zulcan calendar is a day called 9-Eek, which is Blue Otter's birth sign. It is also the birth
okay.
sign symbol associated with Quetzalcoatl.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. I just wanted to bring that up. Get back to what you were saying.
Okay. The 11-11, it's a frequency. When you work, when one works with the 11-11 symbols, it's teachings that came through, and my brother, Chief Golden Light Eagle, he brought these through. They were given to him from a being from Orion when he was doing a Humbletra. He was fasting. And when the ships crashed in Roswell back in the late 40s, the government, you know, took the ships they were into. The government was interested in the technology, but there were these bars within these ships they all had in common, and they had symbols on them. And there were 11 symbols on one side and 11 symbols on the other. The symbols were just turned at about 45-degree angle. And they are the 11-11. It is the universal and spiritual laws of creation that was given by the Galactic Federation. Those symbols my brother took into ceremony over a period of time. And with the Chinupa in the sweat lodges, in the Anipis. And he had asked his grandson, who was a medicine man, and he has never done drugs. He has never done alcohol. He lives a very clean life and a very true, honest life. And in these ceremonies, they had interpretations of these symbols, and over the years, they have been they were put into a recorded, put into a manuscript, into a book. At first, it was called the 11-11, the Makal Wachapi Wachohan, the Universal and Spiritual Laws of Creation. It has been. Now, it's the same book now, but it is simply called the Book of Symbols because it was a big mouthful to say, and it's easier. And each of these symbols, the 11 universal and 11 spiritual, there's your 22. There are 22 symbols. And it is a frequency. And there are guardians for each of these symbols. There is an earth guardian, a star guardian, and an ascended master. And they have teachings, and it's a way of life, and it's a way, it's these frequencies. If 11-11 keeps popping up with people, it's a frequency that somewhere in your lifetime, be it present lifetime or many lifetimes or maybe from another star, we're all star beings. We all come from the stars, and you walk with these. My way of life is a ceremonial way of life. So many things that you were saying, talking about the sun and these kids from, you know, these children in Fatima, I was brought up in a very devout Roman Catholic home. So I was familiar with the Lady of Fatima. In my adult life, I have found that, you know, the church did try to block what they were saying. You know, a big time, and they're still trying to block it in many ways. But, you know, and truth, it's about truth now. And as we raise our vibration, there are many roads home back to Creator. There are none are wrong, none are right. There are better ways, there are harder ways. You know, you can choose to make things easier, you can choose to make it different. But as you raise your vibration, and the key to raising your vibration is love. It's the frequency of love. Planet Earth is about love and nature. We are so connected. We are connected to everything. We are simply spirit beings having a human experience. We come into this life to experience the 3D, the physicality of it. But as we progress and we raise our vibration, it becomes clear. The awareness, it opens and opens and opens, and your vibration raises. And there's two ways that we learn. We learn through love, or we learn through fear. The cultures in this world are fear-based. They teach through fear. They make people afraid, and that keeps people in slavery. They keep them, I've got to have this job, rather than looking to nature. Nature provides us with everything that we need. And we only have to look at nature to see that nature is always in balance until man comes along and destroys it and rapes Mother Earth. So as an Earth guardian, there is great awareness and recognition of how all things are connected. As a human being on a path, I was not always on this path, but once you have an awareness, and you used the right word earlier, it's a knowing. It's not a belief. When you know and you recognize and can see how interconnected we are, not just with each other, but with the plant nation, the insects, the stone nation, the water. It's all about our water, because we're made up of water. And human beings are the only species on Earth that is not adaptable to the climate. Everybody else, all the other nations, plant nations, animal, you know, whether it be four-legged or winged, or the ones that swim, they adapt to the climate. Human beings have to put clothes on. Human beings have to, you know, take shelter, because we're not indigenous to this planet. We came from the stars, and we were put here, and there was, you know, as slaves, and people still buy into the slavery, and they don't give themselves enough time to be with nature. They don't give themselves enough time to recognize the connectedness of all, and when they learn through fear, it's really difficult for people, because they're when you learn from fear, how can you be trusting? But as mankind awakens, and this is what's happening, more and more people are awakening to the love vibration. And as we raise our vibration, imagine that world, because the language of mankind is not these words. English is a language of tricks and of lies. In indigenous languages, there are no ifs, ands, or buts. Those are excuses. But we, as you raise, as the vibration of an individual raises, and things they awaken and they begin to see truth. They can see it with their eyes, feel it with their heart. They can hear it with their ears. It's all from the heart that people can, once the vibration is raised, it's a telepathic language of light, and words aren't necessary. And there cannot be lies when the vibration, because the lie can be seen as people become more telepathic. We all have the ability to be telepathic. We are all telepathic, but it's to what degree? And as one raises their vibration, what's happening in the world today, there's a lot of, tremendous amount of fear, violence, Mother Earth's being attacked, mankind's attacking themselves. It's changing now. The foundations are crumbling. People are running in fear, because they haven't woken up to their sacred responsibility and why we're here. We come to this planet to heal, to forgive, and to love. And in order to forgive, you know, one must forgive themselves so that they can forgive others. One must learn to love themselves so that they know how to love someone else. It's a vibration that will change. It is changing. More and more people are waking up. And this is very much a part of what we do in the Star Knowledge family. We gather in ceremony. We just finished our Sundance. And interesting that you were talking about, you know, what the sun was doing to these children at Fatima, what they were seeing, the sun was spinning. As a Sundancer of many years, the sun does spin. If looking at the sun can help you, it won't blind you. Looking at the sun in a prayerful, spiritual way, you're out there in the arbor and you're dancing all day in that hot sun, and you're looking and focused at that sun, it does start to spin. It will split. And then the Sundancer can receive messages because they've been fasting, they've been praying, they've been preparing to dance for the people and for Mother Earth. And this is a beautiful time when people start waking up to their sacred responsibility. There are many paths and many disciplines. One must go with the one that they resonate with. This is the path that resonates. I knew it with my the first time that I heard about the 1111 back in 1998, and pursued it ever since. Gave up everything and went on the road with the family. There are so many things. Another thing that you were mentioning was in my glyphs about the healing. Maybe not herbalist, maybe not this, but some way. Through ceremony, I was reawakened, and weird things started happening to me when I made a prayer of surrender in a lodge at the millennial 2000. And I prayed, and I surrendered. I was at a turning point in my life. I surrendered to Creator everything so that I can be that hollow reed and fulfill what I came here to do. I was taking Reiki classes, you know, the previous year, and weird things started happening to me. There's an ancient memory from many, many lifetimes, and it's called light weaving. It's an ancient healing dance. It's movements, it's breath work, it's toning, it brings messages from spirit guides. And if you've ever seen Tai Chi or Qigong performed, you know, someone practicing that, the movements are very similar. But the light weaving is more ancient than that. And it's spirit guided. Definitely spirit guided. And it is a healing modality that helps to clear spiritual blockages from previous lifetimes, from, you know, this lifetime. It helps to clear those blockages, and it brings an infusion of the love and light of Creator. It's very powerful, and it is spirit, it's Creator, it's not me. I cannot take claim that I've studied it. It's ancient memories. This path that I've been on for so many years now, it progresses and it evolves. And this is one of the things that we do at Star Knowledge conferences throughout the country. And we travel, we do these ceremonies, we do these conferences. And people are drawn to it because they have that longing for family. They want to reunite with their star family. And the connections are made when they come, and you see people, just their lives are turned around. When people come and they pray, and finally they can talk about things that are on their mind that they've been wondering, they've been longing for. Ceremony is very powerful, very, very powerful. And in these days and times, it's come through so many times over the years that as we awaken spiritually and the foundations of the world as we know it today is crumbling around us, we will be called to ceremony in the middle of chaos. So as we pray to remain grounded, as we raise our vibration, people are attracted to the light. People are being drawn to the love, the forgiveness, the healing. It's time for mankind to wake up. Now, these grandmothers that walk with me and share messages, they have messages for the people. If you'd like those to be shared, the grandmothers are waiting to bring messages to you. There's the tonings and the vibration. It helps to wake people up. Now, people listening to your show, they have a spiritual awareness. And this is a beautiful thing that you've been doing this show for as long as you have, and will continue to do so. May the grandmothers come to you.
Ho. Ho.
May the grandmothers speak. I'm not hearing you.
We're here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Akia, sonakia tonomakahi chana oia niria sonohi konomaya sinahia tonakea nohi manalea sono kia kenahia sonye. Hello children, This is time you are waking to love. Now you have what you need. It's inside of you. Have no worry, have no fear. Love is all that you need. Open your heart, let the love in. Can you feel it today? There are many roads for you. Take the one that speaks true. Keep on moving, going forward. Tell the world it's happy now. Mother needs you. Can you feel her? Take her hair under your feet. Walk through her hair and her grasses. Get to know her. Let her heal you. Kanahia Shonamakaheya. Children, it is time to wake up. There is no more worry with all that happened. Can you feel the love that you are? There is wisdom in the love. Hear with your heart. See with your heart. May the world be bright and clear, for it is as you wake. Let no one stop you from love. Akina kona hia shonomahaya konia. The words of the stars. Achia nomahai hia kenakia tonoskia. She. Ahai, ahai, tina, koho, hahi, tina. Husha, hui, the grandmothers wanted to share their vibration with you tonight. They bring much love, and the grandmothers can be very harsh at times. But they know that the people are not in sight, but their vibration still goes out to all the world every time they come and speak. There is much for all of you to do. The time for sleeping is over. You will work in your sleep and you will sleep well. Have no fear at all. Because the grandmothers guide you and the grandfathers guide you. There is much love to be had. Human beings, you two-legged, funny, silly people, what you worry about is laughable from the other side. What you worry about, you may create, so stop worry. Think only happy thoughts. Because you can create the new world. You can make the world green again, green the color of life. Life gives you all that you know you've simply forgotten because what you learned, most of it is not true. It is a lie. It goes more beyond belief or believe. Remember, in those two words, there is the lie in the middle of it. It is a knowing. It is a knowing that you all have. Once you clear those cobwebs away from your heart and your mind, because it is time for you to bring your heart and your mind in balance. This is what this one does. she does this because she took it upon herself to know the sacred purpose in life. Each and every one of you have sacred purpose in what is called this tapestry of life. Yes, each is a beautiful knot, a beautiful stitch. Even the ones that get tangled up, and that happens, the little snags. But it's all part of this beautiful, beautiful tapestry of mankind. Man is good. Man is good. Man is good when they open their hearts to love. It is a good thing to let people come and share love and truth and sacred knowledge. There is only one creator. In all these things that you call religion in the world, they all have a little piece of truth. But religion is what brought big disharmony to your peoples all over your planet. It is the control of religion that has ruined the goodness. But that's okay, because that is part of divine plan and part of the big picture. Some human beings think there are no life nowhere but on earth. Oh, how silly a thought. You are not alone, human beings. There is life everywhere. The universe is filled with life and filled with love, filled with joy and happiness and laughter. Learn to laugh at yourselves. Learn to be kind to each other. When you meet someone who be not nice, make you cry, make you angry, look into yourself and heal your hurt so that you can move on and be happy. Remember, like likes like. Hate likes hate. It's better to like. It's better to love. Many, many blessings to all of you, the grandmothers and the grandfathers. They guide you. They not leave you alone. When you feel alone, know that you are nothing but love. Let your light shine, and people will come. Achia, sono kia tanaya. Metakuyasi. Well, the grandmothers had their sharing. You got me now. Mary's back.
Oh, well, we enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's a kind of weird gift. It's kind of funny, in a way. People used to over the radio. You're not getting the visual of the movements of the dance. And that's a weird sight, kind of different. If you go to any of the Star Knowledge conferences, and we do have one coming up next month, August 12th, 13th, and 14th, in Estes Park, Colorado. We were there for the 12-12 celebration in last December, and we will be there again next month at the Dow House up in Estes Park. And if you hear that call, I hope I'll come. But it's a beautiful thing, this Star Knowledge family traveling. We've got a really big family, and working with these symbols and these frequencies, it does make a difference. It's one of the aspects that's helping to change the world in a better way. Sundance does that too. As we dance to manifest a good year to come, the 4 days of Sundance represent the summer, the autumn, the winter, and the spring. And each day you pray for that season. And with each round you pray for part of that season. And we can create collectively. It's about the collective consciousness as mankind's vibration raises. And any ceremony does. It doesn't matter whether it's a traditional Native American ceremony or a Hindu celebration. Each continent, each land, Turtle Island, the Native Americans held sacred the teachings for this land. The Hindus for their land. Each land, each continent has a key, and it has teachings that apply to that land. Mother Earth is a big body, and she's alive and well. Ceremonies need to be done all over. Kind of like acupressure points, we've been doing ceremonies at mounds, at sacred mounds, and they're like pressure points. And Mother's chakras. This is vital. Honor nature and Mother Earth. I feel sorry for people who live in big cities. They're detached from nature. We can't put spirituality into a box. We are spirits having this human experience. And if people ask me, well, what church do you belong to? I'm a child of creation, and my church is in my heart. And I don't even really use that, but my spirit is my heart, and we're all connected, very much so. It's a beauty, it's a blessing to be here at this time. If people are hearing these words as they're being spoken, you were meant to hear them. If people show up at these ceremonies, you were meant to be there. You heard the calling. Listen to the calling of love. Listen to the calling of true spirit and guidance. It's amazing how the world opens up. We can bring Mother Earth back to her full beauty. She's been raped and tortured. She's been covered over. Go find a tree. Go find the nature. And that's where you will find your true peace. And the waters. Pray for the waters. You are water. Every time, traveling as much as I do cross-country, going over rivers, pray, send those waters your love and energy. It vibrates. Dr. Emoto proved it scientifically with the beautiful photographs of water crystals, and when you ignore one or give it nasty thoughts, and when you put love in, the waters can be pure. the waters can be pure if people, if the collective consciousness, it's becoming more and more people are coming back. They're longing for the love. They're longing to know what their sacred purpose is. It's time to wake up, people. It really is. It can get better than this. We can get through these difficult times by standing sacredly grounded through love. Love is the cure all. It is all about love. People, don't deny yourself the love that is your birthright. You are love. You are light. Know that. Take your faith to the next level. Take it to a knowing of love. Let go of the egos. Speak kindly. Be nice. There's really, I can't think of a better way to live my life. I'm choosing to be love. Choosing to surround myself with like-minded people. I found my spiritual family a long time ago now. That's where home is, with my spirit, with my star family.
My home.
And we're willing to share all this love. There's more than enough to go around. There really is. It's a beautiful life. It truly is. And, Will, it's a very small world. When I found out where you live, it's, oh, my God, I used to live about 18 miles from you.
Yeah, not far, not far. Now, are you planning on going to Estes Park, or because if
yes,
you're not,
I am.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're not just a couple hundred miles from you, just across the river from Keokuk, is the honoring ancestors. Yeah.
And believe me, if it wasn't for Estes Park, I would go. Actually, one of our some people from my community are going. They're committed to going for a few days, and I would have probably traveled with them, except I'm going in the opposite direction.
Well, Mark, if Mark's not going to be in Nauvoo, he lives pretty close to Estes Park, so maybe he can get away.
Oh, that would be awesome. If he lives close there, maybe he's familiar with the Dow House. It's way, way, way up there, way up high altitude, and it's at a place called the Dow House. And that's it's a beautiful
What's that
spot.
Again?
The Dow House, D-A-O.
D-A-O?
It used to be, I think it was the Estes Park Lodge or something else. It's been changed over recent years to the Dow House. It's just gorgeous up there. And it was really, really cold when we were up there in December with snow on the ground. But so I'm looking forward to some warmer weather up there this in August. We will be going back there, and we've got a lot of really good speakers. Michael Lee Hill will be joining us. He's one of our keynote speakers. Chief Golden Light Eagle will be there as well, and a whole bunch of other things. You can see it, get some information on the Star Knowledge Conference website. All the information is on there, so people can click on to that. And I don't know how much time we have left.
Oh, we got another half hour. And
okay. Oh, good.
I've been following the Star Knowledge thing since like 96, and I used to correspond with one of the organizers back, and never got a chance to interview him, though. We just and kind of fell out of contact with Rich Boylan.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen. Yeah, I know Richard. He's we've done a lot of ceremony with him. He's kind of haven't heard from him in quite a while. I'm hoping he's well. I have not heard from him in quite a while, a number of years. But Chief Golden Light Eagle, you know, he'll be there. Actually, I just got here up to his place a couple of hours ago. And so I'm up here visiting for a while and, you know, probably do some ceremony and stuff like that. And, but, you know, he may be interested in doing your radio show at another time. And
Mac's working on getting him on. Well, you're located, what, in central Iowa?
Yeah, that's where I currently live, just west of Des Moines. So, you know, I met him not this past conference we had there, but a few years ago we had a small gathering there, and that's when I met him. And you know, he's a really great guy, and I was really surprised when he called me and asked for the interview. I said, "Sure, I'll do that." And
where were you raised? The East Coast, someplace?
Oh yeah, can't you tell? I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
I was going to say, I lived in Long Island in the late 60s, and I was there when they landed on the moon. My dad worked for Grumman and Bethpage for a couple of years, and in between
working.
Where
on Long Island did you live?
Northport, Centerport. Went to Greenlawn Junior High and Northport High.
Yeah, when I've got lots of relatives down on the island, and I grew up in Brooklyn, and then when I got married way back when, I moved to Little Neck and then back into Queens. So, you know, but I left New York in 1975, ended up in Southeast Florida for 26 years before I went on the road with the Starr family, and since then, I've lived in a multitude of places, and for about 2.5 to 3 years in Monterey, Tennessee, not far from where you are. And I have a relative that has a home and property there. And so when I do travel kind of that way, I usually stop in and say hi. So I'm going to have to make a point to contact you the next time I do go that way.
Well, come on and... You got to be able to meet at least one of our cats. The other one's pretty much shy of anybody but my wife and I.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of ceremony going on there when I was there. Two things that I would like to mention, if you don't mind my doing a little plugging here.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. That's what it's for.
I have a brand new website, brand spanking new. And it's MaryLightweaver.com. It's so brand new. The first, I put a little blog out on Facebook, which was the first time I put anything up, letting people know that I had the website and promoting this show tonight. And then, you know, so people can contact me through that if they'd like. And the other thing that I'd like to mention is there is a documentary film called Women of Today, and it's by Patty Greer, who is an award-winning filmmaker. Most of her movies have been about crop circles. I got to meet her in Estes Park when I was there, and she was completing this film called Women of Today, and she asked me to be one of 33 women that she interviewed in this film. So if people are interested in seeing the film, they can go to pattygreer.com and get the movie, and I hope they enjoy it. So those were the only two little plugs that I needed to do. So.
Oh, I'll get those links up. I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Oh, cool. So everybody got like a 15-minute interview, and they used the first couple of 3 minutes of mine, you know, but The film was an hour and 16 minutes, 33 women. So, you know, it was, I knew it would be cut up, but it's kind of interesting. It's very interesting. It's, you know, but when she saw me speak and the grandmothers had come in, she came right up to me and asked me if I would, you know, be interviewed, and I did. Because the voice of the grandmothers really want to be heard, because it helps people to change. It helps to awaken people. It helps to heal people. And I'm technologically challenged. I did not grow up with computers and cell phones. You know, the phone was on the kitchen wall, and you couldn't go very far to get, you know, privacy if you were having a conversation. And I didn't, I've always worked with my hands, so even in an office, I really wasn't, you know, using computers. So I'm kind of computer or technologically challenged. So the ways of the computer and the website, I really feel like a toddler, a preschooler working with it. But it is a tool. It's a double-edged sword, but it's a tool for us to stay in touch and communicate and to share these beautiful love messages like your show does. It really is, and to do research and this and that. But it's also, when I say it's that double-edged sword, you need to be careful, because a lot of people are using it with bad intentions, and it's great on one thing, but it's taking us again away from nature. So if you're in that world of technology, take the time to go out into nature. If you live in the city, take the time. I don't care if you just got to go to a city park and hug a tree, but we need to go back to nature. This is the most important thing. So many people are sick today. And why are they sick? They're sick because they're confined. They are sick because their food is poisoned. They are sick because our air is being polluted. Have you seen those chemtrails? They're making us sick.
You know what, one day I walked, I was living in southern Missouri, about 70 miles east of Springfield. And anyway, I walked out, and there was wall-to-wall chemtrails. Look, they're running from east to west, and every mile, there was one as far as I could see to the north and as far as I could see to the south. And that area is Mark Twain National Forest, and there's a lot of secret flights that go on there. And, you know, years ago there was a man that called in with a voice synthesizer that claimed, he called and talked to Art Bell, and disguising his voice, and he said that he was a pilot of one of these planes. And he said the reason why they were doing it was to cut down the resolution on Russian spy satellites, so they couldn't get the highest resolution. They couldn't see exactly what we were doing with training flights and different things that were going on here and there.
What a crock. Yeah, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning
source. That's definitely true. All the barium. By the way, I'm looking at your website. It's stunning.
Thank
Everybody
you.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I want to thank Jimmy Schwab from Columbus, Ohio. He designed it for me.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So
and what's the cost of both
to
too?
Yeah, you can see that one picture. My hands are all up. It's hard to get a decent picture of me because when the channeling happens, my face contorts. I guess, you know, it's really kind of comical looking. If you didn't hear the, you know, if you're not listening, if you watch it, like, what the heck is she doing? But it's movement because it's kind of like the spider weaving a web. And it's like those movements with the hands, that that light is going all over. It still amazes me when it when they come in and when the channeling happens and when this sacred gift is used, and that's exactly what it is. It's an ancient memory, and it's a gift that walks with me, and I've got all these guides and Council of Eight Grandmas that are up there, and they're always with me. So it makes life interesting, but I'm really just a very simple person. I live a very, very simple life. There are opportunities that open for me that I get to go to all these beautiful places, and it is kind of a dream fulfilled. When I was a kid, I used to have these, when you think about what you're going to do for the rest of your life, when you were a kid, and I always saw myself traveling for some sort of freedom cause. And that's what I'm doing now, only not the way I thought when I was a kid, in a totally different way.
You're probably activated by Billy Jack like I was.
Well, I think I might be a little older than you, but, the one thing that when I was a child, when I think I might have been about 9 or 10, I saw an old movie, How the West Was Won, and, there they are going out across the prairie, and they're all going to their homesteads and stuff. And these wagon trains and stuff. I always saw myself like pioneering, but it wasn't in that way. Now I see what the pioneering is all about. It's traveling with the spiritual knowledge. It's sharing the wealth of the spirituality and helping people to wake up. That's what we do. It's that frequency, the law of attraction. If you're attracted to it, people that are going to be going to the honoring of the ancestors, they're feeling a spiritual call, and they're going to go and they're going to, do that. So the key when we go to these ceremonies, the key is all that beauty and all of that delicious love is to walk forward with it and not go back to the 3D bullshit. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. but, you got to let go of what no longer serves you. You've got to move forward. If people are going to hold on to anger and hurt and disappointment and jealousy, it's going to eat them up. It's going to eat them up. So, keep happy thoughts. Create and manifest a good life for yourself. I did a lot of sales work in my life, and they talk, you got to be positive and all that. It goes beyond being positive. It goes beyond that. It's with love and with purpose and why we all come together. Every person we meet, even if it's for a few seconds, that stranger that smiles at you, that smile had purpose in your life. If it touched your heart. There are no coincidences anymore. Oh, one other thing that you spoke of, Mark, about in the reading about, the time shift and, the past, the present, and the future. Interestingly enough, the past, the present, and the future are simultaneous. They're one and the same. But it's a memory, it's an experience, because in spirit realm there is no time. Time is 3D. And yes, the earth is shifting. There is no true magnetic north anymore. It's shifted many, and it's shifting more and more. there are major things happening with Mother Earth shifting. You know, the earthquakes, volcanoes, floods. A lot of it, Mother's going through her changes. She's going to be fine. She is shaking off all of the greed and ugliness that has polluted the earth. Mankind's waking up. Little by little. So the brighter your light, it's wonderful, because you're going to attract people of like, of, you know, with that good heart. And when you see that bugger down the street that's, you know, kind of mad and he's going to take it out on you, just give that person love. These little instant, you know, short, few seconds, few minutes encounters with individuals of light, it means a lot. When you're in the supermarket and you see these little babies, they get excited when they see you. They see your light. Acknowledge that little star being, that little star child. And the children are coming in brighter and brighter and brighter. They're smarter than we ever were. The ones coming up and the youth that are stepping up to the plate and working for Mother Earth to stop GMOs, to clean up the waters. They blow me away. I love it. I absolutely love what the young people are doing, because they're picking up their sacred responsibility early in life. And that's what we need. And the elders, we need to guide them. We need to remember our sacred teachings. We need to be kind. We need to love. It's love is the answer to just about everything. And we need to take care. We need to watch our diets, because our food is poisoned. Our food supplies. We need to eat natural food. The foods in the markets are loaded with preservatives. How do you control the people through their food supply? The corporations are poisoning us. The military-industrial complex are poisoning our air. They're controlling us. We can make that right as the collective consciousness becomes more and more aware. The more people wake up, the brighter the light of humanity, and it's going to bring more people up that want to be healed. They want that love energy. They want that sacred purpose in their life. They've just been conditioned and taught and programmed otherwise. It's time to wake up to our very true nature as human beings. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, the way things are. It's happening. The shift is definitely happening. It's a great time to be alive. Would I want to be young again? I don't think so. Then I'd have to go through all the crap that got me to where I am. But I don't regret one thing. I do not regret one thing, because one thing led to another. And then the healing process begins. And especially if one can get to that point of surrender to the higher purpose in life, that's the major key. And to do that, you have to do a lot of healing work on yourself. And you got to pray. You have to pray. Actually, with prayer, you know, there's prayer that's, you know, been written prayer. Having had the Catholic upbringing that I did, you know, there's the Hail Marys and the Amens. There's a mantra that, you know, different religions have different ways. There's prayer that's been written that you follow and you recite, and that's all well and good. You make your intention, you say your prayer, you say your Hail Marys or whatever. However, as a human being, know, and again, it comes back to knowing that every thought, every action, and every word we speak is a prayer, because life itself is a prayer, and we only have to look at nature to realize that and to understand. And once one gets to that knowing, we're always in a state of ceremony and prayer. Always. So be careful of your thoughts. Keep them happy. Keep them happy. Forgiving, loving. Even if someone is nasty to you, you got to love them. Because that person's hurting. Send them love. Help them to heal. If they don't want to be healed, send them love anyway and move on. It's that simple. Life is really simple. Human beings have complicated it. It's really true. At least to my understanding and knowing. It's, people that have done you wrong or say things about you, you know, if they're saying bad things about you, that means you're doing your job. When you start walking a spiritual path, as long as you're being honest, you're being true, you're coming from the heart ways. It's about the ways of the heart. It's the language of the heart. It's a language of light. It's a language of love that human beings have forgotten. So it's time to clear the cobwebs of the minds of the collective of the two-leggeds. It's really time to get with the program and love. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great time to be alive and to be part of this ascension process as the hearts of mankind vibrate to a higher, to a higher level, to a higher vibration. It's all about the frequencies. It's all energy.
Well, sounds like you're running out of steam, we're about ready to go.
Okay. I love all of you. I really do.
It's been fun.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it. This has been fun.
And I've got PattyGreer.com linked up, too. She's got a stunning website, too, all about prop circles. Brain fart. I'm getting up there, too. I'm going to be 62 in December, so I'm getting up there, too.
Yeah, December what?
8th.
My catechism. Wasn't that the Immaculate Conception?
Yep.
That's what I thought. Parochial.
Well, it is in the Latin rite.
Right.
In the older Eastern rite, it was actually December 9th. So it's kind of both.
True. The Eastern rite was different. Yeah, and their big Christmas is what we used to call the Little Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany. That was January 6th. That's the Easter. See, growing up in Brooklyn, I had friends of all different nationalities and blood Greeks and Russians, so I knew about that one. Yeah.
The Marian feast, actually, a hefty percentage of them actually come out of that Eastern Orthodox group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful
they also,
world.
They also are very good, and one of the things that's interesting about them is they also use icons. And our icons, you actually have to get them approved. They're kind of a formal process, but they use them. They don't. It's not just a picture hanging on the wall. They'll sit there and they'll use the icon to focus and meditate on and go into a alter their consciousness. Very similar to what some of the Mayans will do with some of the glyphs. People think, well, they're just glyphs. There's these symbols that you sometimes people see. They're not just symbols. They can serve as communication pathways. So you can set up things like that. So sometimes it's not just a symbol communicating information, but literally is the connection.
Yeah,
it
that's
can do
the
that.
Frequency. That's the
right.
frequency.
That's right.
That's the activation. That's the like the symbols that of the 11-11, and even like looking at the sun as a sun dancer, and the children from Fatty. Yeah, it's the activation.
Well, you know, anybody can get a solid brass. I think it's like a 2.5-inch square Mayan calendar glyph for $25 on eBay. I was just screwing on one day. I just put in 9 eek and here it is. You know, it's about a quarter solid brass.
You can even better though is. What you can do is you can just learn it and just make it yourself, and or even just draw it on a piece of paper. But the process of you doing it yourself helps make your connection. But on the sun thing, too, another thing that people, listeners and people can look up, too, is they have what they call sun gazing, and you do it like in the morning or in the evening.
Yes,
and you look when the sun is going down or coming up. Yeah, you can look at and find instructions on the internet of how to do it, but there was a guy
I think
was over in India, and I think NASA sent a team over there to investigate him. He was like a mechanical engineer or something, and he was making claims, you know, that like, you know, he didn't have to eat or this or all kinds of stuff, right? And he was basically sun gazing, if I remember right. And the NASA sent up over a group to study him, and they came back and basically said he was for real.
Yes, it is.
And you know, Mark, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at that that brass calendar glyph, and you know, it's interesting because go to eBay and look at this thing because it looks for all the world like somebody. It looks like you're in a cave, looking out.
I saw a picture of it a week or so ago. You sent me something.
Yeah, it looks like you're in a cave looking outwards at the Kabul sign just kind of hanging there in the portal of the cave because it's got the concentric and the perspective that's used. Yeah, it's really interesting. It looks like you're, you know, inside the earth looking out toward it or... Well, the concentric rings, it's wild.
Yeah, the sun's a happy thing.
Oh, yeah, I used to always love to look at the sun, particularly just as it was going down, because you're looking through so many layers of atmosphere. And I saw a transit probably Mars, years ago. It was not a mark on the sun, but you could clearly see an orb. And it was really, really, it was not a sunspot. It was perfectly, I checked website and found out, it was a transit. And quite stunning. It was headed west. I just left Oklahoma and headed into New Mexico and out in the desert, perfectly blue sky and that orange ball blazing and that little black dot across it. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. But I've always loved astronomy. Well, folks, we got to go.
All right. This has been great fun. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You bet. Thanks a lot. And we'll see everybody next week. And
we'll
keep in touch with you, Mary. Thanks a lot, everybody. And thank you, Mark. Good night.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Oklahoma Native American Church or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us and you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now.
Sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Friends, this is Will Bluewater, encouraging you to obtain an authorized participant or AP card and become a federally recognized Native religious practitioner.
Presently, Oklava Native American Church is the only Native American church spiritually blessed by the Rosebud Reservation Native American Church and has a certificate of existence in the state of Utah that is authorized to worship on or off tribal grounds and has met the standard of sincerity and vow of poverty standards in the state of Utah and federal courts. This card is designed to assist all people regardless of their racial makeup, political affiliation, social and/or financial status, and receiving their constitutional rights. This card is also designed to assist United States judicial officials to honor their solemn oath to protect and exercise the principles of the United States Constitution while carrying out their duty and serving their fellow citizens. To join the movement that is strengthening and exercising the principles of the United States Constitution, please obtain your AP card by visiting NativeAmericanChurch.us today.
Dry ground, sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around, out away's a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone in the valley, the mountains high and running streams. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The road.